I rise today to speak again on an issue that has been raised in this chamber far too many times. Another life lost on the A5 road. As many of you will be aware, Caelan Devlin from the Bogside Ahamon, Cull Island, was killed on Tuesday evening on this road. Caelan has left behind his mummy Margaret, his father Gerard, and his only brother Niall. They have been left devastated by the loss of their son and brother. And I want to pay tribute to the community of Cull Island and the wider community, and in particular the GAA community, who have given great support at this time to Caelan's family. And they told me in their home how much this meant to them and how much they appreciated it, and how much it showed them how much Caelan was loved. We all know that the upgrade to the A5 should have happened many years ago, but no one knows it quite so acutely as the families of the over 50 men, women and children who have lost their lives on this road since 2006. These families will never get over their loss. Caelan is never coming home again. He is never lifting a hurl for his beloved Niamh Colm Kill Hurling Club, and our community has been robbed of, in the words of his hurling club, a humble gentleman and a beautiful personality. The A5 is a vital infrastructure project and a flagship project for the executive. This long anticipated upgrade would put in place 85 kilometres of dual carriageway from the south of Derry at New Buildings to Auchnacloy in County Tyrone. The A5 upgrade would save lives. It would be no good to the families like the Devlins, because nothing can bring back their beautiful boy. But let's move on with this project. Make sure no more families are left with a gap in their hearts that can never be filled. I know the Minister raised concerns again last week that there may be further legal challenges that could cause further delays to the road, and I am using this statement today to appeal to those who have caused countless delays through their judicial reviews. Please stop. Let us see the work carried out so that Caelan and so many like him will leave a legacy. They will leave a safer road to travel. And I think in particular of Caelan's brother, Niall, who plays for Tyrone and will have to travel that road on an almost daily basis to train for his county. I want to finish by saying that I am sure all of our thoughts and prayers are with Gerard, with Margaret and with Niall and the wider family circle, and all the friends who hold Caelan dearly in their hearts.